Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up. Get him up.
The Splash is brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
Wow, this is so weird.
The Splash is start shoosting at 11. Isn't that weird?
You cracked me up so bad. Last night you did the line from the Faja line, and you went from gold member to Dr. Evil to the that other guy, his assistant.
Number two.
and each impression was perfect. And you went from one to the other to the other. I'm like, man, that's talent.
See, even though we're in Nashville, some things don't change.
No, you're right. We're still saying
still
the same
spouting
stuff.
Dated movie references.
We're still going, aha! People in Nashville going, what the heck's the matter with you yo-yos?
All right, the Splash starts today, the eve of the NFL draft. It seems like the interminable countdown. We've been counting down for so long. First, 45 days away. Then we're within a month. Then within 2 weeks. The week of. And tomorrow, we will finally find out what the Arizona Cardinals will do with the number one pick. There has been some rumors today. You might have heard it in the update from Maloney. Diana Rossini had talked about the possibility of a Washington trade with the Cardinals for Josh Rosen. That apparently not in the offing right now. What I think is happening, Vic, at this point, Cardinals phone's ringing. I think there's discussions being made on a couple of different topics. And I think the Cardinals right now are waiting to be blown away on either one of those two topics.
Yeah.
To trade the first overall pick or to trade Josh Rosen. And I do feel pretty strongly in saying, I think when we take the airwaves on Friday morning, the Cardinals are going to have Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray on their roster. I feel pretty strong in saying that.
Wow. So as of right now, you're saying the Cardinals are answering their phone, and they're basically saying, hello, if you're interested in Josh Rosen, press 1. If you're interested in Kyler Murray, press 2. Then somebody presses other. Yeah, I'm calling about Patrick Peterson. Is he available? Yeah, that's how crazy this whole thing is getting.
Yeah, and they might have to set something up like that.
And here's a report that may mean nothing, or it may mean a lot. Kyler Murray was one of 21 or 22 players draft candidates to not show up at a sort of a food bank
feeding underprivileged
kids.
Yeah,
basically these guys were going to come and put together box lunches, and Kyler Murray's the only guy not to show. Now, if Kyler Murray is in Nashville right now and decided to blow that off, then that's a real red flag for me. Because you know me, I'm already a little iffy on this kid's personality. And I have been since that day in Indianapolis. I'm not sure I like this kid that much.
Yeah.
That's just me. Not that's just I'm talking the guy, not the football player.
Yeah, don't know the reason, but I was alerted to this by Kent Summers, who's here in Nashville from AZ Central. He tweeted out about 2 hours ago, no sign of Kyler Murray at NFL's Huddle for Hunger event this morning in Nashville. 21 of 22 draft prospects are here, it appears. Murray was listed by the NFL as one of the attendees expected at this event, only one that is not here. As far as I know, still expected to be in Nashville for the draft. Kent followed that up. Kyler Murray is definitely not here this morning, only media availability scheduled today. Somebody said, well, Kent, he is short. Maybe you just lost him in the crowd.
Then that's possible. Or maybe he had flying issues. That has been known to happen to people.
Wait a minute. He can fly?
I told you the kid was good.
I didn't see that on the scouting report.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought with those short arms? Oh, my arms. Right? Yeah, I see on the scouting report. So maybe there's a perfectly logical reason for it. But if you're Kyler Murray and you blow it off willingly, that's another matter. And I don't know if we're going to get to the bottom of this or not, but that would be a red flag that has my attention.
Yeah, apparently within the last hour, Kent also followed up and said the NFL hasn't given any explanation for his absence. But everybody else that was on that list, the other 21 prospects that are here in Nashville, they were packing boxes. So,
did James Jones show up and buy anyone beer?
I have been told that James Jones is en route to Nashville right now.
That's pretty good.
To hand out some Dos Equis.
That's pretty good. All right, where were we going second, Vinny? Were we going to the Diamondbacks winning again?
Cardinals voluntary minicamp started yesterday, and Patrick Peterson's absence, which we've already touched. It's weird to do the splash
after we've already talked about stuff.
Yeah.
Not
great design.
I don't like it. It's yucky. So we've dealt with Patrick Peterson. We're going to get back into that. That's the Cardinals and their voluntary workouts. The Diamondbacks, lo and behold, quite a road trip for them so far.
Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh again 2-1 last night. Another great start by Luke Weaver, who's been tremendous in his last three starts. A 2.38 ERA in his last three starts. They only had three guys get hits last night. And it was all in the top four batters in the order. But it's very rare to say somebody performed a clutch slide. But that's what Jerrod Dyson did on that grounder to first.
Yeah.
Getting in, he was originally called out. They reviewed it. They reversed the call and said that Dyson's hand got in, touched the plate before Cervelli touched him. But yeah, the Diamondbacks are finding ways to win baseball games. What about the outburst they had on Monday night? Just busting loose late in that game, getting to the Pirates bullpen. So yeah, this has been a really outstanding road trip so far for the Diamondbacks.
Yes, it has. Nobody missing Paul Goldschmidt, Christian Walker. I actually did a deep analytic dive yesterday. And do you know that his exit velocity, his exit velo, Vinny? It's among the best in Major League Baseball.
Look at you.
In other words, he's hitting the ball as hard as practically anyone in Major League Baseball.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That is.
Yes, it is.
Vinny Murata and Bill James coming to you live from Nashville.
Every now and again, I surprise you, don't I? Every now and again.
You surprise me constantly. Series continues. Merrill Kelly on the mound tonight for the Diamondbacks against Jordan Lyles of the Pittsburgh Pirates, a game you can hear on ESPN 620 AM.
Yeah. All right. A great night in sports last night. If you're going to distill sports down to two games, one NBA playoff game, one hockey game, you can't get any better than what we witnessed last night. I'll take the basketball game. You take the hockey game.
Well, let me set the stage for you, and then you can take it.
All right.
Leonard has it. No timeout. Dame into the front court. 10 seconds. Leonard now out front against George. 5 seconds. George backing up. Leonard doesn't want to pick. Dame going for the win. A three-pointer for the game. Yeah!
They're talking about that being one of the best / most memorable buzzer beaters in NBA history.
Oh, how could it not be?
It's hard to say it's not. From where he shot that from, and what Damian Lillard has done from distance. And I'm not talking three-point distance. I'm talking four-point difference, which doesn't even exist. That was well over 30 feet, and he's shooting a high percentage on such shots. The first shot he made in this series against Oklahoma City, 20 seconds into game one, was a shot like that from the logo. He shot it from the exact same spot to end the series. And he scored 50 points in the process.
And he scored, and that brought him to 50 for the night. And then after making the shot, just stoically waves goodbye to Oklahoma City and their crowd. That was so phenomenal. That's what the waving is what made the shot immortal for me.
Well, and the other thing that came out of it was we've talked so much about Oklahoma City and their demeanor and behavior on the podium and post-game press conferences. Paul George was the defender on the play.
Yeah.
And he didn't do a bad job of defending a shot from 35 feet. But listen to what he said.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says. That's a bad shot. But, hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. We live with that.
That's the debate that people are having around the country today. Was it a bad shot? No, it was a tremendous shot. It went in and it ended the series. And if he had never made a shot like that before, you could call it a bad shot. He's got range to 40 feet. That's going to make you feel better, Paul George, is that he took a bad shot. Go home.
Go home.
Go
already.
Home, Paul George. You're drunk.
That shot was so deep, Vinny. It was a step back.
How deep was it?
It was a step back three. If he'd have stepped back any further, it would have been a half-court violation, babe.
I haven't seen anything that deep since the last time I stared into Cliff Kingsbury's eyes, babe.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so yeah, Portland moves on.
That was just phenomenal
stuff.
And
I saw this other stat, too.
Yeah.
There have been 4 occurrences of players averaging a triple-double through a basketball season.
Yeah.
Oscar Robertson once, and Russell Westbrook each of the last 3 years. Not one of those teams has won a playoff series.
Wow.
Thunder going home again in the first round.
Oof.
And then the night in hockey.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
This, for as crazy as that game in
this
Portland was,
yeah.
Game 7 between San Jose and Vegas, and most notably the last 10 minutes of that game, Vegas had a 3-1 series lead. They're leading 3-0 on the road in San Jose. On a face-off, Eakin cross-checks, for some reason, Joe Pavelski, who takes one of the nastiest falls you'll ever see, slams his head on the ice.
Ugh.
Penalty's not initially called, but Pavelski's lying there on the ice, bleeding all over the place. They review the play. They decide to call it a 5-minute major. Okay? So what that means is San Jose goes on a power play, and if they score, they continue the power play. They get the full 5 minutes of power play hockey.
Yeah.
They scored 6 seconds into the power play and then continued to reel off 3 more goals to take the lead in a span of just over 4 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
Vegas then scores to tie the game and send it to overtime, where San Jose goes on to win it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable finish last night, and the Vegas players calling foul, saying that they got robbed. And if you want to have a debate on the legitimacy of the call, because, and what people are saying is that they issued the major penalty because of the result of the play, Pavelski getting injured. It was a strange play. But still, if you're going on, you still have a 3-goal lead. You're going on the PK, and that's what you turn out. 4 goals in 1 power play in 4 minutes.
It's stunning.
You don't deserve to win.
Okay, when I watched the highlights of it this morning, there were a couple things that grossed me out. First of all, Pavelski's the team captain, okay? So not only did they come back, not only did San Jose come back from a whopping deficit, okay? They did it without their team captain. Hockey players, it trips me out, man. You see guys bleed on the ice. Guys come by with their sticks, and they kind of, like, try to brush it away with their hockey sticks. The toughness of hockey players, you have to see it on a day-to-day basis to even comprehend
Pavelski's it. Pavelski's had a rough series. He scored 1 goal with his face.
Yep.
And therefore was wearing like an extra protector on his helmet, and then came down on the side of his head last night. It was scary. But you know what? I've never been a San Jose Sharks fan.
Yeah.
They've been a thorn in the Coyote side for a really long time.
Yeah.
But I really don't like Vegas.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So I'm really glad they lost in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah, listen, and the thing is, too, in hockey, there's a thing. If you're bleeding, it's a penalty, right? If you're showing blood, somebody's getting penalized.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a cross-check, but the reason why Pavelski got hurt so bad is he fell into another guy on Vegas, mm-hmm, and then hit the ice. So, but still.
It was a really awkward fall.
And I've seen this, and I'm sure you have, too. You can, sometimes when 5-minute majors happen in hockey and a team kills it, you can win an entire game in 5 minutes if you kill off a major penalty. Because the other team can't rebound from it, and you get such an emotional lift from killing off a 5-minute penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it go the other way like this. To that, 4 goals in 1 power play, that is just stunning. At some point in time, the goaltender's thinking, these pads even work?
It's true.
What a
crazy finish.
What a wacky night.
Unbelievable night in the world of sports.
Yep.
And we covered it all in the splash.
There you go.
Brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. We're coming to you live from the studios of 102.5 The Game in Nashville today only. And then the rest of the week, we'll be at the NFL Experience as the NFL Draft gets underway tomorrow.